Self-driving cars are still years away, but the technology that will make them work is on the ground in Indiana. And as WFIU's Tyler Lake reports, those innovations are already making some roads in the state safer.
Darcy Bullock likes collaborating. Bullock directs the Joint Transportation Research Program at Purdue University. He and his colleagues are working with public and private institutions to pave the way for autonomous cars.
So it's not just a narrow, siloed research project, but you've got agencies that have come together, so when you're ready for implementation, they've already had that conversation, so implementation works much better.
Researchers here partner closely with the Indiana Department of Transportation, and they use technology to make improvements to roads and traffic flow, like a connected corridor along U.S. Route 231, for example. It uses a mix of technology so traffic signals and vehicles can talk to each other. If your car knows when a light will change, it can use fuel more efficiently. And Bullock says this could make intersections a lot safer.
We all see close calls at signalized intersections on a routine basis. When we think about connected vehicles, when we can get information about close calls, so we can identify intersections that might be experiencing some safety issues that we need to identify mitigating measures. If we can find that before the crash happens, that's a win for everybody.
It seems futuristic, but it's already here. You can see these devices at stoplights near the Purdue campus. And recently, Toyota announced all its new vehicles will be equipped to talk with these connected sensors. Nearly every step along the way in the autonomous car development process helps make roads safer for drivers now. Which makes sense, since a lot of the money to support Bullock's team comes from the State Transportation Department. Self-driving cars will require tons of data to make your vehicle work safely and effectively, and that can give some people pause. That's why Bullock sees the trucking industry as a good place to start.
Commercial vehicle space is going to be the early wins on that because we already have some very tight regulations. The large carriers want safe operations, so they're already way out there in front in terms of vehicle telematics, and they've got good policies in place.
Indiana recently passed a law that allows semi-trucks to form small groups to improve safety and fuel efficiency. It's called platooning.
So one of the early opportunities in this connected and autonomous world is what we call truck platooning. What this is really includes is advanced technology on the trucks that have enhanced safety systems, and then an electronic coupling between the trucks so that they can have close following distances. The benefits that has is it can reduce fuel consumption 10 to 12%.
That technology will make trucks safer whether they are linked together or not. But to make autonomous vehicles a reality, they will need to be able to understand where they are and what's around them. That's where the LiDAR van comes into play. It's a small minivan covered with cameras, laser sensors, and two GPS units. All this means it can map out its surroundings, down to the road markers between lanes. That's what JTRP Associate Director Ayman Habib is working on.
Autonomous cars will have lower grade type of these sensors, but this one is designed mainly to give you a very accurate digital map of the infrastructure, as well as to evaluate the readiness of the pavement markers, for example, the signage for autonomous vehicles.
The detailed maps vehicles like the LiDAR van creates will be part of what autonomous cars use in order to navigate their surroundings. This information is vital to autonomous transportation. But it's only one piece of a puzzle that must be solved before self-driving cars can become ubiquitous. The devil is in the details when it comes to autonomous vehicles, and many of those details are being worked out, and more quickly than you might think. For WFIU News, I'm Tyler Lake.